Tuesday, April 19th, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, widespread violations have been found during an audit of miners and other mineral rights holders in the country. Mineral Resources Minister Susan Shibangu said the inspections conducted during a moratorium on the awarding of new prospecting rights had resulted in over 400 notices being issued for prospecting violations and over 700 notices issued for environmental violations. The notices include intentional to cancel previously awarded prospecting and related rights. In the case of environmental infractions, the minister said the right holders are being given an opportunity to rectify cases of non-compliance, but added that some of the licenses would be revoked. The African Development Bank is cutting its 2011 growth forecast for the continent, mainly due to political unrest in North Africa. AFDB Chief Economist Professor Mthuli Ncube said the AFDB will give its formal economic forecasts in June, but added that growth in the continent was likely to come in no higher than 5% this year, down from a previous projection of 6%. The AFDB's expectation for Egypt is that growth is going to be as low as 0.5% and for Tunisia as low as 1.0%, which has dragged down growth for the whole African region. Meanwhile, Statistics South Africa reported on Monday more companies closed down in the first quarter of 2011 compared to the first quarter last year. A total number of liquidations recorded for the first quarter of 2011 increased by 12.5% from 944 to 1,062 compared with the first quarter of 2010. This increase was due to a rise in the number of voluntary liquidations and compulsory liquidations. The highest number of liquidations occurred in the financing, insurance, real estate and business services industries at 35%. Also making headlines, Minister of Transport Spu Ndebele said the Department of Transport's multi-billion rand road maintenance program, Samba Sonke, will create 70,000 jobs in the 2010-2011 financial year. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan appealed for unity on Monday after deadly riots erupted in largely Muslim opposition strongholds over his recent victory in the presidential elections. And the North Atlantic Treaty Organization may have to intensify attacks on government forces to break the military stalemate in Libya, while the United Nations push for humanitarian presence to help civilians trapped in the conflict. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.